Hi there, welcome to Vanguard Radio. This is your new host, Marcelo Sugdeo. In the show today, we'll talk about body-worn cameras and the challenges of this technology. Also, we are excited to announce Vanguard's latest game changers that will be published in our April-May issue. All of this on Vanguard Radio for this week. Over the recent months and years, we have seen incidents of the use of force by law enforcement officers. And these cases have triggered a public outcry and even civil rights concerns. With the advancement of technology and people having smartphones today, it is so easy to record and post videos today by just using our smartphones. These cases have triggered a public outcry and civil rights concerns, as it is so easy to just record an incident and post it online today with just our smartphone. Many police services have started experimenting with body-worn cameras to help protect their officers while having a record of their interactions with the public. But this, according to an article written by Valerie Findlay, there is uncertainty about how much body-worn cameras will help with officers' interactions with the police and whether it will improve the behaviors of both the public and police officers in all situations. So recently, Ottawa Police Services announced that it will be launching a body-worn camera pilot project to test the effectiveness of this technology. But a question to ask is, are Canadian law enforcement organizations and the public ready for the challenges that come with this technology? To get the answer, we need to take a look at some of the early body-worn camera programs, such as the one with Devon and Cornwall Police in the UK. What they did was to focus on getting evidence and preserving victim-first disclosure, also to reduce the public complaints and the inappropriate behaviors while using this technology as a tool to reduce the use of force. In the US, for example, the demand for body-worn cameras and their rapid adoption have increased as a result of racial conflicts and race-related shootings in interactions with police. In 2013, in the US, about 95% of the 17,500 state and local law enforcement agencies were either committed to body-worn cameras or had completed their implementation. And that's a fairly high percentage. Many of these pilot programs have produced data indicating a very high success rate. But what does the research say? Some of the studies show that body-worn cameras did improve complaints and interactions, but further examination of the data revealed that some officers wore cameras only half of the time. And as such, of course, that affected the results that were coming in and the data that were being analyzed. On the positive side, complaints were resolved fairly quickly due to the video evidence that were presented. From the studies as well, it is quite clear that that body-worn cameras are quite effective, but it all depends on the organization. For example, the organization would have certain uses and goals for each program that they have, with certain measures and success criteria that they are looking at. So it's up to the organization to really have a program in place and a plan to execute that program. In short, the value of having body-worn camera technology as a tool for law enforcement organizations must be derived from, one, the cost-benefit of such a program, and also the return on the investment. For example, in the case of the Vancouver Police Department, the benefit could not be justified. They had over 600 unit body-worn cameras available as part of their program, and the price tag was $17 million for the equipment itself. Then you need to add the data storage, the video recovery, as well as a monitoring and carrying out investigation. The Calgary Police Services, on the other hand, address their data storage cost issue by using an older technology, such as storage tapes, that reduced costs to about $1 million. So, as we can see, by accepting this technology, there are concerns. There are concerns regarding cost, and there are concerns regarding privacy. And these two concerns are what would be considered the major challenges for body-worn cameras project today. Now, for the Canadian law enforcement organizations, they are actually in a very good position to glean lessons. They can get glean lessons from the US and the UK before actually implementing this new technology. And by then, of course, the cost of this technology and deployment will hopefully be more affordable to warrant such an implementation. Here at Vanguard, we are working on our April-May issue. This is our CANSEC issue, and for this upcoming issue, we have three new game changers that we are announcing. So I'll just share these with you. The first one is Len Anderson, and he's the CEO of Renaissance Repair and Supply and Terra Nova Engineering. In speaking with Len, he said that he left his position with Nortel over 6 years ago and decided to start a business just working out of his home and with just his RBC credit card. Over time, his business grew from that to today, where it's now over 80 employees with two operational plants in Ottawa and Dallas. In 2016, Anderson acquired Terra Nova Engineering, and he did this with the goal of increasing business transaction within the military and the aerospace sectors. So Vanguard's editorial board selected Len Anderson as a game changer based on what he's doing within the industry. And they are actually focusing on repair engineering and automation so that they can be able to revive a repair supply chain and to guarantee quality service. The next game changer is Philippe Dupuis. Philippe is the president of Precision 3D, a company that he co-founded with the goal of bringing spray repairs technology that could offer tremendous cost savings to the Canadian Armed Forces. In speaking with Philippe, he said that he understands that adopting new technologies can be quite difficult. Partnering with clients to find the best way to introduce cold spray manufacturing and repairs technology within the industry. And what they're doing is, regardless of whether the client wants to purchase their own equipment or whether they just want to have an integration service provider, Precision 3D is the means for them to get there. And our final game changer is Dwayne Barry. He is the VP of Business Development and now the Acting Managing Director of Kinetic Canada. Kinetic Canada is a provider of skill defense consultants within the areas of cost engineering and option analysis. Kinetic globally has a pool of over 6,500 subject matter experts that they can draw knowledge and intel from to assist their customers. In December 2016, Kinetic made a strategic acquisition with the purchase of Meggitt Target Systems in Medicine Hat, Alberta. Now, that company is called Kinetic Target Systems Canada. According to Dwayne, this fits nicely into Kinetic's Global Targets Services campaign that is already delivering to militaries around the world. For the full interviews of the game changers, you can see this at vanguardcanada.com, and also it'll be in the April-May issue that will be at CANSEC. Well, that's all that we have for this show. Until next week, this is Marcelo Sugdeo for Vanguard Radio.